Welcome to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. I love my intro so much. I always look forward to saying it. And in this episode, we're talking about my brother, actually. I'm not talking about him. That would be kind of rude. But I'm talking about the things that I learned from him. And there is mainly one thing, and I do this because it's my brother's birthday when this episode goes live, and I'm so excited. I won't tell you how old he is, but you can listen back to episode 22. Last year, I gifted him one episode for his birthday, so he got to moderate one entire episode of Sweet But Salty last year. It's episode number 22, Ascend to a Different Dimension. And you can go and listen to that one to catch a glimpse of my brother. And yeah, what I've learned from my brother is definitely not to bother so much. I'm a chronic overthinker. I like to have things perfectly in control. So I'm somewhat of a, or let's not say I am. I would say I used to be a control freak and a perfectionist, and I've gotten so much better. But that's still a part of me. I'm still very controlled, and I like to have things under my control. And I always plan ahead and try to do everything as perfectly as possible. And my brother is totally different from me. Not totally in that he doesn't care at all. That's not the case, but he's just a lot more chill than I am, and he kind of has this deeply rooted sense and certainty inside of him that he's going to do well. And I admire that about him. It's really amazing when you can just lay back and focus on the task ahead, knowing that you have got it all under your control without obsessing over it. That's a wonderful thing. And that's why I've called this episode Why Brother, Why Bother. I like wordplay, if you haven't noticed. I think that's a perfect example for what can happen when you are just a little more laid back, because then you allow things to evolve on their own. And that's kind of what I touched on in my last episode, is that sometimes you just have to let go and let things develop the way they inherently want to develop, and you are going to be fine. And what I'm definitely learning from my brother is to have the certainty that everything is going to be fine, to have the certainty that everything is going to go well, and that being relaxed is possible no matter what you are facing. Yeah, so I love my brother, and at this point I want to say happy birthday, my dear. I love you so much. You're such a wonderful brother. I couldn't ask for a better one, really. I can't believe that you are turning as old as you are turning. And good luck on your exams that are coming up. I'm pretty sure you're going to do amazing, so don't worry. You're going to do great. I know that. All right. That was it for me for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this episode, please rate it on Apple Podcasts. You can even rate my entire podcast over there, and that would help me out a lot. I'm still a small creator, so if you like my podcast, please recommend it to someone you know, someone who could benefit from it. Reach out to me on Instagram. I'm at World of Vila on Instagram. You can let me know what topics I should talk about, and that would be great if we could co-create this podcast together. All right, thank you so much. I'll catch you next week. Stay tuned until then. Bye.